Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to make me turn around and got no pride to be made me.
you can fail at your job, get fired, rehired, and get a $700 billion tip.
Come on in, sit back down, and fill up your pockets, yeah.
Mass media, information overload. Welcome to America. Distracted by the features of the iPhone. In other words, taken by a pretty face.
Somebody's watching you.
Welcome to America. Hook up later at the iPad, so we can meet at my place.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America. Where everything and nothing that Google says is hip.
The sales tax for the following
we will not raise your taxes. Read our list. Welcome to America. To America, one of our greatest exports was a thing called jazz. Think today's music will last. Welcome to America.
Hope and change.
Everything takes forever, and truth is a new minority. Welcome to me.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing Awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is Spiritual Soul Sunday. Another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday on Enhancing Awareness Radio. There you go. All right, guys. Thank you. Welcome back. If you guys was listening yesterday, we did a powerful build on the 501c3 Black Conscious Community. You know what I'm saying? So Bro Sanchez gave a great breakdown of what it is and what it ain't. And what I'm going to play for you guys, it's not going to be a long clip to start the broadcast, because yesterday what happened is we had got cut off. Just to let you guys know, after the two-hour mark, it's the host. If I make any sudden wrong move, like plug a Bluetooth in or do something that could alter the, phone to hang up, it'll happen. You know what I'm saying? And those who, like Mary Fox, who listens, those who know, after the 12-hour mark, if you have not called in, if you're not already on the show, that last hour, if you make any kind of sudden wrong move, the show will end itself. You know what I'm saying? So I do apologize to the audience, when we do have, abrupt ends. But, I don't feel that they are abruptly ended. I feel that sometimes we don't need to say anything. Sometimes we just need to cut it and just, allow things to marinate, But anyway, I love the fact that divinity happens, but just to let the audience know, there are times, when shows stop abruptly, just know that it was due to some type of technical issue, okay? All right, guys, so with that being said, what I'm going to do for us is I'm going to do a recap, okay? It's not going to be a long clip as stated, but it is going to be a recap of the second half in which Ro Sanchez was kind of talking deep. So it's about 20 minutes or so, but it's giving you a kind of a breakdown into what we're going to be discussing, all right? So I think that this is very important to do this recap. And after the recap, Eternal and myself will be back in to discuss what we were unable to discuss yesterday, all right? All right, guys.
Bless y'all. Hey, so check this out. We got to talk about 501c consciousness, all right? Check out what I'm about to say now. What's the difference between the conscious community and the black conscious community? The black conscious community is everything I've been describing, COINTELPRO. But not only that, working in unison with the enemy to exploit the black people, most of your scamming, pedophilia, and all that comes from the black conscious community, not the conscious community. What's the difference geographically? The conscious community is a community of people worldwide who don't even know each other. It ain't no leaders of it. It's just a bunch of people worldwide that's saying, fuck our government. That's it. The conscious community is a worldwide group of people who share the same mentality of fuck the system that's over me. It's oppressing me. That's it. The black conscious community is where you get these leaders from on a breakfast club. You get the pedophile, the neo-pagan groups, Kemeticism, Morris Science, all of that stuff. Hip-hop, African studies, all of that is the COINTELPRO to cancel out the worldwide conscious community. You get what I'm saying? So the black conscious community is what I call the 501c conscious community. Garvey came over here trying to get government funding and working with the Red Cross to liberate blacks, which is where this whole mentality of asking the enemy for handouts to help your people come from, which is stupid. Any kind of liberation movement that's helping black children or black people, and it's 501c, and can get tax write-off and benefits and perks, is nothing that's going to ultimately achieve a goal of liberation. Otherwise, the enemy wouldn't have no parts of it.
Hello.
You can't integrate your liberation movement with the people oppressing you, and I don't care how deep you try to be and explain it, you just can't. So the 501(c) community consciousness, they stay within the guidelines of science, Darwinism, eugenics, space, heliocentrism, colonialism. Because if they go outside of that, they'll lose their 501(c). If a dude who say that they're going against the powers that be, and they're going against the church who indoctrinating the people, how come them and the church both are 501(c)s? Don't you know tax write-offs is what helped cause inflation? Regular people don't get tax write-offs, but some scammer saying they helping the children can partake in the tax write-off scam that the Vatican and everybody else doing to create inflation. So let me get this straight. We can get government grants to buy the children computers, and the children going to use the computers to get good jobs to help the enemy in his system. And the grants is tax write-offs that's going to also create more inflation. Write-offs create inflation. It don't matter if it's a big Fortune 500 company or a Liberty Black Power organization. It all add up to inflation because those taxes got to be pushed to somebody else. So when a rich man get a tax write-off, who do you think got to pay that? We do. When the black pro-black scammer get a tax write-off, who do you think got to pay that? We do. So my question is it worth it? Getting grants and 501(c)s only to assimilate back into the enemy system and not get off the hamster wheel worth the amount of inflation and poverty that it creates? So let me get this straight. We get grants to get smarter, but the smarter we get, the broker we get. Why don't our smarts translate to wealth like theirs? Because if your smartness will only keep you working harder, it's failing you. The people who thinking the hardest don't got to work the hardest. But if you got to think hard and work hard, in other words, black men say we dominate the barbershop industry. There's more black barbers than white barbers. We control that industry. No, we don't. In all of these industries, what we dominate is the labor force. You don't create the technology that foundates these industries. So you got a lot of black barbers. But if the white man stop making clippers, y'all will be out of work. Because you don't got a lot of black men making their own barber clippers. They own barbershop alcohol and shit. And they own brushes and combs.
Uh-oh.
Everything in there is made in China while they talk about the Asian people. They got a red, black, and green flag on a wall, but everything in the building got made in China on it. Empowerment is you dominating the labor force that foundates an industry versus you driving the creating the technology that drives that industry. You say stuff like, we got to be more educated and smarter than white kids in the classrooms versus we got to design school desks. Versus where is the black man to reinvent the new kind of pencil and notebook to where we ain't got to ball up paper no more to pollute the environment? technology that laid a foundation for an industry, then you try to use that technology better than him. The black man can play ball better than the white man, but the black man name ain't Spalding, baby. Let's look up Spalding. Spalding is a white man. Watch this. Albert Spalding. Now, every black man can play basketball better than this dude. But they can't create a better basketball than him. Think about what I'm telling you. Technology that laid a foundation for an industry. We let them make the technology then try to use that ball better than the white man. And the white man don't care if you can dribble that ball better than him, long as your name ain't on it. See, you going to get a black dude to get Spalding on the court and embarrass him. Then Spalding going to say, now let's look at your bank account and mine. Yeah, you just crossed me over. But guess what you did it with? My ball, nigga. Stay in your place. Yeah, a black man will be dunking all over Spalding with his ball, though. Guess what? Spalding can get mad and say, you know what? You no longer allowed to use my ball. That nigga would have to lead the NBA because it's Spalding's ball, and Spalding said he banned from using my product. So now that nigga can't even play in the NBA because Spalding said, the Spalding family said, he can't use my ball no more. Not because the NBA put him out. Not because the team cut him. Because the Spalding family said he banned from using our product and the NBA only used Spalding balls. See how power works? So you dunked on Spalding. Now he said, well, you can't use my ball no more, even at your own house. If I catch you in your backyard dribbling, nigga. But so that's what I'm making a point. You take pride that you can use Spalding's ball better than him. Spalding take pride that he created the ball. That's my point. Black power don't teach you stuff like this. It's all about getting a 501(c) and assimilating. You don't got to like what I'm saying, but it's the truth. It's the truth. What's the difference between the consciousness community? What is it and what is it? The consciousness community is about alternative thinking. It's to say, if my enemy is doing this, I'm going to do this to compete with it. If my enemy is creating the ink pen, I'm going to create the gel pen. Instead of saying, I'm going to use the ink pen better than my enemy. You didn't make the ink pen. It's about the technology that drives industries. Not about the labor force that uses the technology in that industry. A construction worker can use a bobcat better than the family that owns bobcat. Because he's a worker who's using it every day. The family that owns bobcat actually have to ask the worker, do they need to do to make their equipment better, because the family that owns the company that make the equipment don't even really know shit about it on a ground level. They ain't the one using it every day, which is why they constantly asking a worker, tell me about the equipment, send a ladder in and review the lawnmower, What can we do to make it better? So the point to that is who's smarter? Because the man that can work the Bobcat is smarter than the people that own the company with their own technology. But he ain't smarter than them on how to create the technology that he know how to control and use and operate for his job. He know how to use the Bobcat, but tell him to make one. He even know how to make the thing better to make his job easier. Because the people making the Bobcat don't get that perspective. They're the creator perspective, not the user perspective. So now, as the users of our enemy's technology, we can't pride ourselves that we use the technology better than our enemy, because our enemy will stay on top as long as he create the technology. It'll be like a teacher saying she's the best at using a chalkboard, and she's telling it to the people who manufactures the chalkboards. She's going to the chalkboard factory telling the creators, hey, I know how to use this shit better than you. And she may be right, but that never equates to I know how to control it better than you, which is why Jordan can dribble good and he the greatest player of all time, but he will never be the greatest owner of all time. They'll never give you that one. They don't care about you niggas being the greatest players of all time. Go to talking about ownership. They going to Bill Cosby your motherfucking ass. Bill Cosby good long as he's Mr. Hustable. He talking about ownership. You a rapist now, goddammit. Michael Jackson good long as he's performing and he stay in his artist place. You go to talking about owning masters and owning companies, you're a pedophile now. Niggas got to stay in their place. If you want this 501(c), you can't give the kind of knowledge that will create creators. You will get the kind of knowledge that will only create players of your enemy's game. It'll only create faster hamsters on a wheel.
Well, now, uh-oh.
You'll never produce wheel makers. And with that being said, I'm going to open up the panel, and I'm going to ask that you do not click the link. You don't have nothing to say. This is not a chill club where I'm going to just click the link and I'm just chilling. I'm just sitting on here. What do you have to have done, though? Like, what What lets you know that the car stopped?
A complete stop.
Okay. Right. So that's the common concept, right? Everybody knows
right.
that, right? But
right.
you just changed it up and said, like I said, how long do you stop? You know what I'm saying? So it's really not a stop at all. It's actually a pause. And we wouldn't know it until we start looking at other things that what we call it. Because, like, you didn't turn your car off, did you?
Uh-uh.
Right?
So
your
did we really stop
still
is the question.
Huh?
So did we really
say it
stop
again?
Is the question.
Did you really stop? That makes you really have to think about how am I being questioned about something of my actions, and is someone else basically questioning you? So now, who's really the master to yourself, or are you a master to you? And say, well, you might have thought I didn't stop. I actually did. Now, there's a way
mm-hmm.
that you do stop, right? You stop in your mind, pause.
Right.
Ain't no stop for real, right? You're pausing. And then you're looking, right? You're looking at traffic, which way is going, left, right. Then you might keep on going because you don't see nobody in your flow of the traffic. Now, would you stop completely in a stop and wait for traffic?
No.
So is it a traffic light you stopping at, or is it a sign you stopping at? Now it's the difference again. And this is where it become a point where law could be legal or legal could be law. We wouldn't know the difference between the two. Like, I'm not going to sit at a stoplight, right, at the middle of the night, and you know ain't no traffic going, and yet this stoplight got you at a stop, or should I say at a pause.
mm-hmm.
How long you going to pause? You're going to wait
until
you start to see traffic. It's the middle of the night. You going to come up with your own law, or you going to just like, I'm going to wait for this, the law right here, and I got to abide by it, because, you know, they could take what? Take away your privilege? Take away your little license
right.
plate? Your car. This is where all this stuff become a manipulation by a system that we aren't governing. If we were governing it, then it would be a little bit better. Yet we're not governing it. So now it's like what they call the Boston Tea Party. The Boston Tea Party came up to come up with taxes. And now why do they say that? Because they saw brothers and sisters getting away with their currency flowing back and forth. And they say, well, hold on, how that work? No. We're going to have you get taxed. I'm like, who you going to get to tax us? Oh, we're going to have the king. We're going to King George, who ain't even over here. We're going to have him. Wait a minute. He ain't even over here. We ain't getting taxed by him. And so then it was like, okay, well, we're going to come over there and mess your stuff up. So we're going, and you know we can't come over there looking like y'all, so we're going to actually have to wear the indigenous look and tar face ourselves up for y'all. And then do it. This is where propaganda started. There's a different way the system plays us in a feudal system. And if we don't know Ma'at, sometimes we don't realize how we can still balance things. And you don't ever want to come across, you know, people that actually are governing over you and you don't have a governing way of yourself. It makes it a point where now you're being tortured by someone. Or you're being racially profiled and you didn't notice what racially profile is. Do you ever walk around? Do you actually walk on the crosswalk, or do you like walk anywhere on across the street? You actually walk on that crosswalk? That's a question. You still there?
I'm on mute. Not always. It depends. My answer was it depends. Not always, but you know it depends on my mood that day. That moment.
Okay. So did you know they'll give you a ticket if you're not walking on that crosswalk?
I did, and I don't care. I did know.
Well, you know what ticket that is? No, that's right. You know what ticket that is, though?
I have no
clue.
You
know what they call it?
Jaywalking, is it? Jaywalking.
Oh, okay. You do know about it.
I do know about
Jaywalking,
it.
Jaywalking, Jaybird. That's the whole idea that the Jaybird or the Jaybow. This is where the zip code and Jim Crow come from. So if you're not going by the legality that I made lines on the street for you, now I can, you know, pull you to the side and say, basically,
It's the point of, like, it's a duress. It's the at rest before I arrest you. And I basically paused. The stop sign represents the top.
Subconscious reminders.
It's like a psychological warfare, and we don't even know how even colors are used. Like, why is the color of the stop of the red light red? Ain't that a root chakra? Why they got it at the top? And why they got the green at the bottom? Why the yellow in the middle? See, our colors are backwards. And it's just like when you stop at the stop sign, you had a mostly red, little bit of white. So now, and not only that, you stop at a 8 octagon. And then that's the octave already. So now it's patas. If you looked at the word in a different way, you see patas. Patas represents path. So it's basically, here's the path for you. And, you know, of course, by your choice, how you use it is up to self. And that's why it's like, you know, just like what Brother Sanchez said, you could be working with 501c3 people all day and say, oh, we helping our society. Is it really that you're helping our society, or are you feeding the Pope after you get from society? And say, oh, we're doing a good cause, and now we're going to give this money right back to the people that don't like you. And we're non-funding. So bring in some more of your stuff so we can give it to the people that are going to get rid of you later on, psychological. It's like that damage can be done to us so much in many ways that's why it's like you do have to study your law. Your law is in everything. So if once you know the law is in everything, it's not saying that you're above the law. No. If you're saying you're above the law, then you'd be breaking the law. And you know what law is anyway, land, air, and water. You're on it all the time. You're in it all the time. So how is it consistent to you? How does it work for you? How is it beneficial for you? So if one was to use 501c3, they really just want to go back to the base and use 501c. You ain't got to go to the 3 and the order. You know, it becomes even for this. There's a C3 and then there's a C8. And the C8 basically showing you the fraternity. You got fraternities that use the same stuff, and they are not paying for nothing. And now you say, oh, that's how people are getting funded. And now they aren't paying what you're paying. And they're able to go to certain places, able to walk through the door, and you have to pay. Because you're not part of that system. Now, this is the same thing we call a union in the Tomahawk way. The union. They wanted the union. So when you came out of military, they had some kind of safe haven for the brothers when they come back. But it wasn't the brothers, it was the Tomahawk brothers. So now they said, okay, well, y'all coming up with that. We need some of us and going into the lodge. And they said, okay, well, we're going to come up with a secret lodge. And then that way, y'all can come on in. And they said, well, how are we going to pay for stuff and then get refunded back? Well, tell you what, we're going to come up with a form that y'all fill out and you get it refunded all back. Just like as if it was, you never had to pay taxes in the first place.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, I'm sorry to cuss, but.
You know your nationality. I'm just saying, you know your nationality, you would know you don't have to pay taxes. Why are you paying taxes? You're from here. It's usually when somebody's not from here. You see it all the time, the Africans, they come over here. They have to pay taxes because they're not from here.
Right.
Yeah, at the same time, this is why the Tomahawk says, okay, since they know they got to pay taxes, even though they got more credit than these brothers and sisters, because we done knocked them all the way out of the box with the money and their finances. So what we're going to do to them is we're going to say to them, hey, don't talk to them over there. I'm going to keep giving you credit. Same time, I'm going to tax you.
How the game is played. Crazy.
And so it's like a manipulation to how do you think of your standards. And it gets to a point where we got African people right now, African breeding spot right next to us. However, they're not going to be coming in here buying anything from us because their credit is different. They feel like they don't have to get anything from us. Like, they came over here to make money. Why is this the melting pot? And so we say, we want to go way to Africa to fix something in Africa we know nothing of. That's why you can see that the scam of, like, these brothers and sisters who coming into conscious, first thing they say is Pan-African, and, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it until you start to figure out that's a stepping stone to everything else. It's a stepping stone like Christianity. It's a stepping stone like Islam.
Pan-Africanism is just a few hundred years old. It's that, right?
Right. It's young. It's a young version of it. It's like one of the youngest versions. So that's why even Malcolm X jumped in it. That's why even Martin Luther King was a part of it. Even why Marcus Garvey went in it. Yet, it can also explain how we can get caught up again back into the same stuff we wanted to get out of. We'll go right back in further. Because now when you think of Pan, you think of Peter Pan. Peter Pan used to rob children. Or at least take the children to the Never Ending Land. Never Never Land.
I thought Never Peter Pan was a, I just watched it. I just watched it and I wondered, was Peter Pan a pimp? You know.
Pimp. He was a pimp in pedophilia. Yes, yes,
yeah.
I am.
I caught that. I was like, wait a minute, Peter was a pimp.
Even the shadow wanted to get away from him.
Yeah.
And you know that's bad.
It was, what, Tinkerbell was his main chick, right?
Yeah. That little fairy. She come over there and do a little piece
week.
Of dance on him.
After
I was like, look at this stuff.
Yep.
That's deep. You watched it.
That.
So you got
I
your
did.
Confirmation
I
all
did.
Day.
I got my confirmation right after the show we did on Disney. I had to go watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he wanted to stay young. Now, he wanted to stay young,
Adrenaline.
But he started messing with somebody younger than himself. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong. Like, even for myself, I'm in a relationship with someone who's younger than me. I'm not saying that you can't do that. I'm not saying that's a no-no. What most people are realizing, that's how the world start to show itself differently already. We've shown ourselves differently because we knew where the truest source is, and it's in our younger generation. Not to say go to the youngest generation, because that's where pedophilia kicked in. You got to know, at least, does she know her womanhood? Has she had a baby? You know, these things are the experiences that makes you even more of knowing, is this woman really a woman? Or is she wanted to become a woman and she still has some, you know, womanhood that's still ready for her to learn? And that, to me, would be a turn on for a woman to see a woman like that, that, you know, still want to learn. Like, us as men, we think that we want a woman that already knows stuff. That might not be all that good. If she already knows stuff, I mean, she definitely, all women know stuff. It's just the fact that when we have a woman who says, I know stuff, it makes it to a point to a man, a turnoff, because ain't nothing to grow with. You're already full.
She too independent.
Right, and now I can't really help you unless you let me. And now I got to feel like, am I man enough to be around you? And now you so strong, like, I can't even help you. Like, you want me to pick that up? You always used to picking that up. Like, even for going to the door, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us as men, we use the open doors, don't we? I mean, I'm just asking a question. Don't we?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
The
woman walking to the door, let me get that for you. Let me open the door for you. And somehow, I don't know where it went, but somehow a lot less now are doing that. And I guess it's because they're looking at for some instant gratification. I'm going to open the door to see, she look good. Man, I'm going to holler at her just because I opened the door for her.
Yep.
And now it's like a biscuit and a bone and a biscuit. You want for opening the door? Bro, what is going on? We dogging our mama out. We became an MF-er because of this. And we got the paper bag on our heads. Now, the thing about this is, it was a study about these slave masters, right? They said in order for them to have a better slave, they had to get slaves that were just created, like from birth. So what they decided was to put paper bags on the sons of these mothers and then have the mothers come in that room on a particular night and have the little, these sons screw their mothers. They don't know who they are. So that the mother will be pregnant and now a child will be born, but in a bastard, this is why this word bastard, and you know, coming to America, when they kept saying that, I was like, yo, I am not feeling this movie at all. So they'll call him a bastard. So that way you could demoralize the highest principle, the highest miracle that can come out of the womb. They said, in order for you to be destroyed, I got to take your manhood first before I can say I'm going to take you out as a man. So that way you won't even want to be a man. So this mentality has been put into our children. If you look at, Look at Hulk. Look at the Hulk. Did you know Hulk was the first, was about a feminine woman, but about a woman being strong? Not strong because she wanted to be masculine. I'm talking about strong because she was seeing her son in the car. She ended up, her car ended up flipped over. And her son was in the car. And the car was basically about to blow up. She saw the gas. She saw the fire. And she saw that. And that rage in her that she created that child, she said, oh, no, you're not now on my watch. Now, while I'm existing, now, mind you, she got thrown out of the car from the car accident. So she's getting up. She don't even know if she hurt or not. She go right to the car and push the car over, bro. Push the car over just to get her son out. And everybody's like, what in the world? Like, woo, how did
it
you get that power? And this is a real, true life story. 1970s.
Yep.
This is where the She-Hulk come from. And then they made the Hulk. See, they wanted, it was
it
an
was
ego
her.
Thing.
Not him, her.
Well, yeah. And you look at it, it's the first series that was put on TV, right? And that's what made it really popular because it was on TV. And they had the first, like, the real live what happened, how the Hulk became himself, right? But it was off of her spinoff, The Truth, right? That was done in a newspaper, right? But they actually made a story and then made their own little fictional whatever off of it. So anyway, he comes in the room. I got to start at the beginning. He actually has some dream, right? Because, you know, in horror is like they drama, right? So he has his dream, and he sees his woman in the car. And same thing. He flipped out of the car. He sees his wife in the car, so he runs over there. He can't do anything. He's trying to push the car, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, his eyes turn green, and then commercial. Or then he woke up. So, right, he wakes up. He's like, man, I keep having these nightmares. He talks to this psychic, and she's like, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Maybe you just need to sit here and listen to these people because they have some true confessions that they have. And he's like, yeah, I do need to sit around. Maybe I need to do that. So him being a doctor, her being a shrink, so she's listening to the sister. Actually, she brought the sister. The way I saw how this went, I believe I said this before up here. It's just way back, like my first time being up here. The way this sister came in the room, she didn't even have favor for her son. Like, her son is a genius. She didn't have a favor for him. And this is what we call the whipping boy. They taught us this Stockholm syndrome. So anyway, the mother comes in, the child comes in, they got an afro. So, you know, this is 1970. So, you know, they got the afro, they walking in, they got their own natural, you know what I mean? They walking in, it's like, okay,
right.
I see what's going on. They got some sisters and brother in here. I was like, yo, this is going to be popular. And then, This is the only scene out of the whole series of all that. They could have went through four seasons, and they didn't even come back to that at all. This is like the only thing that was about the whole thing. Everything was just cartoon, might as well say, but it was just real. Anyway, so, I mean, real fake. the shriek comes in the door. She's like, oh, is this your son? She was like, yeah, I wanted to hear about your miracle, this, that, and the other. And she's like, come on in here. So as she was telling him to come on in the room, he said, oh, he looked at his computer. He said, oh, look at that. They got this, that. And he started touching it. She's like, boy, get your hands off of that. And she said, oh, it's quite all right, ma'am. He seems like such a fine brother or whatever, gentleman. And then she was like, oh, he just be acting up sometimes. And I was like, oh, Lord, that's what they're doing. So they put the Stockholm syndrome in there. Usually when a woman gets a compliment towards their child and a presence of, let's say, the tomahawk, they will demoralize the child in front of the woman so that, you know, basically to get attention off of their child. You know, mm-hmm. they'd rather talk about their child. I remember he's in your room with your child. How's your child doing? Oh, he's doing great. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's doing, oh, that is so wonderful. Mm. You know, and then demoralize your child. Wow. You know, and like, hold on, how that work? But this is what was going on in that. So psychological damage, mm-hmm. psychological warfare. Then the other part to it was she started speaking about how, you know, she was like, so what happened? She was like, yeah, I was in the car. And all of a sudden, I saw my son. When I fell out of the car, I woke up. I mean, like, I had gotten in a car accident. And I saw my son. And, you know, I'm paraphrasing, so you have to actually watch it yourself. but it's the beginning of the Hulk series. It's an old-school thing. You know what I mean? You can find it. It's easy. They go through all the series or whatever. But you just want to go through the first one. You don't even got to finish the first one. Just get that piece of what I'm talking about. Because that's the only thing that became a real-life story in the newspaper, and then this made it how they became the Hulk in a masculine way. So anyway, he's hearing what she's saying. So he's hearing his same reenactment of him pushing the car, but instead his eyes turned green, right? And he's supposed to have turned to this type of Hulk, and he woke up, and that was his nightmare. So anyway, he's looking at her, and he's seeing her, and she's like, you know, maybe, what, 95 pounds? That's what he said, 95 pounds soaking wet. So he's like, she can't even push her way out of a paper bag. And then when she said, all of a sudden, when I pushed that car over and I got my son out of there, I was like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And he was like, man, he went right on out of the room and slammed the door. I was like, look at his fool. He an impotent. He got impotent problems. He got one of them, you know, you can't get it up. That's okay. How he was feeling. He had an ego issue. Like, he wanted to save his wife. He was so mad and frustrated that he looked at her and was like, impossible. I'm a doctor. I'm a scientist. You know, and this is where theology come from. They put it into a point, what we call it, Darwinism. So they're saying, this basically, I want to just put a paraphrase to that. This slave can't, you know, but that's prisoner of war sad. Woman, she can't push the car over like that. How she get this kind of weight? She don't even have weight like a man. And yet, she pushed the car over. How that work? So in his mind, he said, it got to be something else. So you know what he looked for? You know what kind of gamma he looked for? Gamma ray. He looked for gamma ray energy. And that's what he put in his body. Same thing that we do when we put food in the microwave. Same thing we do, put food in the microwave or the coffee in the microwave. Then we sit in the car, and then we turn on the GPS, and then we turn on the radio. All that's hitting your car. By the time you get out, you gamma rayed up, and now you ready to, folks smash. I don't even know where that came from. Did you have any water today? No. Did you breathe? Mm-mm. Did you stretch?
Oh, heck no.
You got time for that.
Wow.
So it became a point where how did we not know it, but yet in the same time or in the same breath, we kept demoralizing ourselves with the same how the hope wanted to be into existence. And creating the same Hulk in ourselves, which that didn't even exist. It was a woman that was the Hulk. So that's like how much we're not really paying attention to this science. And at the same time, when this woman being a Hulk, she wasn't one of destruction. She was one of taking care of her child, do whatever it takes to take care. So, and then on top of that, it wasn't even about her mentality. That's why they gave her the name She-Hulk. So it's a comic book. They done created all kind of things. They still haven't even gave her story out yet. Dude, how many times they done did the Hulk? They done remixed it and put a new Hulk in. I was like, look at this.
We don't even
see the woman. Yeah. And, where's this blue something? It's like a
And that's the truth. Okay. And, hey, the truth was based on her.
Yes.
The truth was based
melanated.
On her. Yep.
Melanated. There is a superhero now. It's in WandaVision. It's a sister, right?
I didn't watch it, but
because they still soft playing it. They don't want to really show the sister doing her powers yet. Now, they ain't got no choice because reality is reality. We're not going to be interested until you start to show us. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important to keep us in the light. Just don't give her too much. Don't give him too much.
Yeah.
So get Caroline in the light.
Know why. Yep.
Come on now.
I can't feed
the word.
Tunnel because, no, I was going to say I can't feed, even though I know that there's a lot in these shows and stuff like that, I can't feed a lot of these shows because I know that they're half-assing. So I don't even like to waste my time. You know what I mean?
That's
yeah.
the truth. I could go by that. Now, the thing
you
is,
know.
Though, I got you there. I got you. The thing is,
yeah.
our children are watching it. Our children
yeah.
are watching it. So if I
yeah.
don't watch it, now I'm going to be ignorant to what my child is now ignorant to. And my child walking
okay,
through it
you.
Like, oh, this is, look at this. And they do it. Son, I'm going to let me
okay.
hold on. Matter of fact, pause that so I can show you where they got that from. Let me pause that right quick. I'm going to show
right.
you where they got that from. That's your stuff.
All right.
You just didn't know it. You know how many times that Jerber Jar was put in your face? You're like, dang, I want to be a Tama Hoot. But wait a minute. Do I want to be a Tama Hoot?
Do you really? You sure?
Yeah. Do you really want to be with the fat jaws and the blue eyes that you can hardly see at night? Do you really want all that?
Yeah.
Do you want your vision to be a lower vision energy?
See?
Or can't sing? Can't dance? Now, of course, they could do it. They got to train themselves, though. When you got melanin
yeah.
in your skin, it comes natural to do this. That's why Sanchez was saying, it's a battle between, it was funny too, because the way he said, basically, the knowledge of resources and knowledge. Like, what are you using with your knowledge as far as when you become conscious? You're not going to say, okay, now I'm black, y'all. I'm black, y'all. I'm blackity black, and I'm, how are you, now what you going to do? All that blackness.
Now what?
You going to walk over there in the Tomahoo room? Let me see how you still walk in the Tomahoo room. Because you still got to walk
yeah.
in there one day. Yeah, and you're going to still feel, I'm black. Wait a minute, should
no
I be saying
bad.
That right now? Should I be saying that? And then everybody looking at you, yeah, we called you black too. Yep, we like to call you black. Now, my thing is, did you give white so superior energy? That's why he was saying ain't no difference from black power to even white power. Then when you say white, you're giving it just as superior as the black. But yet now, in a term, you know, because when you say that white man, now he feel like I keep saying it. I just love when you call me superior. He's thinking it is my superior. You know what I'm saying? And then when he hear you say black to yourself, he's like, damn, keep calling yourself black. You're inferior. You're deaf. I done got so many stuff for your name now. You black eyed peas. You a black cold. You a black plague. You a blackout. I can blackball you. I mean, how did black become these words as dingy or dirty or swarthy? But
yeah.
when we don't see more, when we don't see the room backwards as more, that's why things become backwards to our own self, our own navigation. That's why Moors gave us navigation. You have a crystal mind to think everywhere you go, there you are. So as a Moor, we learn Tamura, not tomorrow. We say tomorrow. Tomorrow, that sounds like two marrows. That's two bones.
Mm.
But we're crossing our bones with this thought. That's why we say, good morning. You want to mourn a mourn. You want to mourn, but you want the Moors to mourn. That's why this is that I got to show you inferior right now before you even get to knowing your superior self. I got to dominate you in your manhood before you can come out and say, oh, I'm a man. No. You're still a boy. As a boy in the water, it bobs in the. That's why there's a watchman or a watchtower. They want to make sure when that ship comes to the land, this is how we're speaking in that same layman's term, right? If we go across the land, everybody's supposed to have the same layman's term. Evidently, everybody don't have the same layman's term. This is why most people look for the Constitution to explain themselves. Yet, is it the Bill of Rights? See, you had a Bill of Rights before the Constitution. And they call it the preamble of the Constitution. That's why it became a preamble. It was an already assembled talk before we even, by the 13th Amendment, because, you know, at 13th anyway, as you go to 12, 13, they make it sound like it's a bad luck. So they made it look like it's a bad luck. So now in the 13th Amendment, you're no longer actual being, you're a person. So when I put 14th Amendment, anything I do with a person, I can tax it, I can put it in jail, I can make private prisons, put you in there for life, and nobody can't say nothing because it's my prison in the public. Well, you ever walk in a private place? You ever walk in a private place in the public? You can't do that, can you?
You really can't, but you can be in the illusion that you're doing.
That's
so,
right.
Absolutely.
Okay. So now they say you got
to
be a member.
Just like the stop
sign. You got to be a member.
Just like the stop sign scenario, Eternal.
Come on,
you can
sometimes
have an
I like that.
You can have
come
an
on.
Illusionary like you stop.
Okay. There's
mind.
That invisible door. There's that secret door
you.
I have a key to. Come on now.
I'm with you.
You can walk through
I'm
any door
you.
Even without a key.
Yeah.
It's just who you know, how you know, and what you know. Okay. And then they say you got to be a member or you got to remember.
Oh.
Oh, did I say it right? Oh. You got to be a member or you got to remember.
There's that memory.
So that means I can lead you or you can follow yourself. That's why man knows by not being told, because he has to know it himself. In order for us to open any doors, in order for us to be in any chambers, any chapters, as they call it, a temple. That's why this conscience became unconscious to even now have conscience. Now I got to show you, you've been doing this all unconsciously. It's up to you now to become conscious to all these things. They said God gave you everything. So what did he not give you? Okay, so is it the devil that he gave you? I don't remember him giving you the devil. The devil must have been here before you. Maybe even before God, because if God created the devil, why would God create the devil?
Eternal.
Oh, that's right.
You,
you're here to be tested. Yeah, as a man,
program.
You're here to
Will
be
you?
Tested. They call it testament or testicles. That's why women can't do testaments. This is why the Bible 1 and 2 as a version, right, can't have a 3 because it's too many testicles. They done made it so masculine. Where's the feminine? How does it balance itself? My eye ain't even in there no more. They didn't put it in an apocryphe. They didn't put it in Enoch. They put it in all the other books, but you don't got those books in there. You got 1 and 2, so you got to figure all that on your own. Be willing to come on out of the box that you're in, Jack, with all trades and master of none, so you can see what's up the beanstalk. How do you go up the hill with Jill and don't feel anything? Because you up there to jail. Oh, wait a minute. You up there to jail. Oh, no. You could go to jail if you pale yourself. That means let out your melanin so much that all you do is exhale yourself or inhale yourself. You're inhale all the time? Dang. What do you wail out of yourself? You know, it's a whale up there, right? It's supposed to be
that
water
part.
For reflection. Okay. But it broke his crown before it came down. Okay, broke your crown. That's not like pregnancy. But it made it you a pregnant or you just have an ejaculation of being ejaculated. What happened to insemination? See, the part of Taoism and how we're supposed to learn that because that's the older root before we got to this new fruit. And we say, oh, this is a new world. What happened to the old world? This is why the New and Old Testament came. This is why Moses came down to the Sinai. So I got 2 testaments. Oh, wait a minute. I shouldn't say that. I got 2. I got 10 commandments.
New world and the old world.
So now my 2, right? My 2 is Taurus, because that's what the bull, that's what Moses was doing in the first place. What are you doing up the mountain? That's a goat. That's a goat. So we talking about 10. Oh, you put 10 and 2. So you got 12, and you ain't telling me. And you separated, making it 1 and 1. And now I could be confused by everything that's going on. Yet in Capricorn season to even Taurus season, some things be happening around that time frame, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because in Capricorn season, okay, come on, because that's how we get from before we get to ourselves. We got to know ourselves, right? Before you know yourself, you had to know where you came from. That's why Gemini is very much important, and this is where Pan come from. Pan is this what they call Gemini. Dionysus, they call it. So now you got from Pan to Pun. From Pun to Pan. Pun will be the punisher, one who will put punishment on you. Why? Because this is where you get the Capricorn from. He seems like they call it Sebek. It's actually called a door. So when you open the door of Sebek, you're going through a gate, all types of gates. The 8 become 10 in our mind concept. So as Taurus, opposition is from 2 to 8. 2 is Taurus, 8 is Scorpio. And when you add them together, you got 10. So that's why Capricorn is important just as much as the Taurus energy. And the Gemini, you definitely got to know about that because that's 3. They show it to us in different ways, like the Brahma being the bull. But when you think of Brahma, you also think of the Hindus. So we say Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. That's the Trinity. So they said, wait a minute. We can't put all of them out there. Let's just put Brahma the bull and make him just a bull. And then we just talk about the zodiac sign. And then we just have him horns on a man. And then we do anthropomorphic. And then we'll just be able to take it all over. That's Hathor. That's Heru. That's your old origin. You just didn't see it. So it's like looking at things that you see as a copycat can make you feel like, wait a minute, did you just get had? Did somebody put the cat in the bag? That's what that is. This is why they say curiosity killed the cat. Yet it was when the cat was getting out the bag became the cat in the hat. So what's up with that? Did you say a dog in the hat? Maybe the dog didn't come from here, and the cat did. He's a little bit different on how we think about inferior and superior thoughts. You know?
Wait a minute.
Like, is the dog guarding us out?
Hold on, Eternal, because you're saying a lot, but you're going fast. I heard the dog.
Right, I can get it out.
I heard the
You are recording this, right?
It is. The dog came out the portals, Eternal.
See?
So,
and you know it.
You know.
And you know it.
Yep.
That's where the Mars energy, the man of Ampu aspect from what they call Scorpion King, who came down and became this actual man from a dog aspect, one who has the tail and was bent on fours, right, and was walking on the land like that, like Igor, who was now being able to stand up on two and become Frankenstein, who was still part of the Wolverine and wolf aspect, and then also still part of the vampire aspect. Who come up with these? And then they got them as the Addams Family, and all they did was add an extra D to it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's Adam. That's his whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. Morgan, the magician, or whatever. That's all deep in there, bro. And they try to use the same name more in there. I'm like, look at them. First of all, you don't like us. Then you want to put the name in there like that's what y'all do. Now you act like you're our profession.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you get a mortgage.
Yeah.
Why you put more in mortgage? Why do you have to have morals? And if you didn't do it, it would be immoral. Why do you have to have mortality?
Well, the name is there. The name
constantly
is there in our Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not even the same name to other people. It's called Emir. We might use it as an Emir. It might be called a guru. It might be a Sufi. But when it became Islam things, it became a point of saying, well, let's invite Christianity in it. Let's invite Catholicism in it. And now we can invite all these other non-known traditions, and we're going to call it traditions, end up being conditions. You know, when these mycelium mushrooms came out, the cannabis came out, it was before all of that. We were talking about the fungi kingdom. Somehow in history, when we were learning science, somewhere they done took the mineral out and the fungi kingdom. I thought that protozoa was needed to know about how everything got started. Like when there was no sunlight, how did things still got done? Like what did the mushrooms do for the earth? It took the radiation out of the earth and replenished it to become better. That's what the same thing as Mutz, as a deity. The deities, she came and actually became a vulture and ate the bacteria off the earth and made it better. This is what a scarab beetle who took the doo-doo, I'm talking about the cow stuff, moved it around and create babies to eat out the cow stuff because the cow stuff was eating grass and chew. That's the healthiest thing that was out there for an insect to grow out of. So as far as our protein and amino protein, the average person says, I need protein. Yet your amino protein is right here in front of you. It's your vegetation.
is your eating? Like, we want to know what we're eating. Don't know what we're eating, though. That's sad. That's why we do got to change. This Peter Pan done run around wanting to give the candle like Hansel and Gretel to our children and say, look, this is never ending. You could be here forever. You could be young forever. You could be immature forever. What? I don't want to be immature forever.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the word, I'm mature and immature. But ain't that a trick if you don't see it? The only way you can see it is if you pause and see it. You got to slow it down a little bit. You know? It's really not a point of stopping at everything, but it is a point to pause so you can see what it is. That's what lions have paws. They don't have hands. They have paws. So as a lion, as a cat, we became these type of personifications. That's why when the 12 zodiacs became what it was learning your whole body of yourself. And then once you know that, you can now say, I know my whole body. So now you're a 13. And then because you're aware of that, you still got to give it up to the divine. So now you're 14. And that makes seven-generation man, seven-generation woman. That's why they say seven is a reality. Seven end up being your Libra, your scales to the fish. So everyone has to go back into the, what they say in Revelation, why they feel the seven was because the seven is your chakras. Seven is your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth. And how does it work if you don't have it open? It'd be everything closed off. So it means I gotta listen better. I gotta hear better. I gotta smell better. And how am I gonna get all that started if all I'm doing is eating the same food every day? I might need to put some sesame seed paste in my body. You know, that changes the palate on your tongue.
I keep
so
seeing
it gives
that.
Yeah, it helps, man. I'm telling you, you can open up your baby senses that you didn't even know you still have. People have been eating stuff wrong, like, ever since they were born, right? So they got, like, a lot of hot stuff, and the hot and the salty basically mess up your thyroid and your thalamus. And so that's why their body parts, as far as organs, what the seven organs do for you, your endocrine, and your immune system, all of them starts to shut down because of the impurities being put in the body. You can do this to a child, right? Because you're saying, man, I know my child likes some hot stuff too, if I like it. How do you know that? Your child probably don't, can't even stand hot stuff. But you feed it to him, look, you're going to eat this because I made it. And now you're torturing the child. And he's like, dang, I ain't got no choice because my mama made it, or my daddy made it, I got to eat this. So it got to be like when you're looking at how you feed your child, that's important too. Don't just feed yourself. Feed your child so your child be able to give you back what you're giving them. Because that's the whole difference to this learning the zodiac. The 14th generation is basically saying seven generation man, seven generation woman. And through that, once you learn, just like at age 13 to age 14, they should learn manhood. They should already have manhood already set up for them. Because at seven, that chakra, that first chakra, should be open. Now, the reason why at seven that chakra will be open is because they learn everything that you could possibly show from the root. Like, if they're into sex, they might be into sex before they even get to seven. You'd be like, hold on, I ain't know you was into sex. But now, remind yourself, we just talked about Disney last time. They got so many things to pervert your child. They see booty. They hear the word, the cussing words. They hear how sex is done on the radio, or you can turn on YouTube. Everything's like open. It's like there's no 24 hours if you wanted it. Now, what that was is they showed like CB, the CB speaker. Remember the CB? yeah, and the movies. Because really, the radio, the CB, they all became a point of how to put the propaganda back in front of us. And this is why Birth of a Nation was important. For a lot of us who didn't see it in a black and white face. Now, of course, we don't want to be black and white face. We don't want to be Zip Coon. We want to be Jim Crow. Yet, we do want to know what this story about Othello, where why did he go to this other side and say, well, I want them to respect me, just like Jack Johnson or even Muhammad Ali. He had to realize, as Cassius Clay, I ain't getting no respect like this. I got to be somebody else in myself in order for that to be my respect. And that's what we all have to do. We all got to go into our generation self and say, you know what? I'm this X gender factor that's switching up. And that's why even X was really important for us. As a 10, it might have been a Roman numeral. At the same time, it was showing the unknown now being known, the mystery house that most people don't know about, Capricorn to Aquarius to even Pisces, you become a mystery house, which helps you. Not saying a bad mystery. There's certain things you don't know yet.
The last part, Eternal. Can you repeat that last part? I'm sorry, I missed the last part.
I just said we're all a mystery, like the 10th, the 11th house, and 12th house of the, like 10th Capricorn, 11th Aquarius, and 12th Pisces become mystery houses to a lot of people. So they end up getting misunderstood, misoverseen.
Okay. All right. As you were talking, Eternal, I just created something in December because December you mentioned that we need to talk more about how we relate to our children, and I think that that's very important. So to kick it off, I want to start out with the 14 generations, but also I'm going to formulate in December on different topics that we can talk about. And actually, I have my main page then, too, so I can pull in more audience. But also, you know, how are we engaging with our children? Because I think that's very important. And you know something I noticed just yesterday? You know, a lot of times I like to open my house up. I like to play jazz and music and stuff. And, you know, I noticed that it attracts the frequency of children. When you are into your artistry and when you are vibing on a certain frequency, you know what I'm saying? It attracts the attention of youth, the frequency of youth.
It does.
Let me say that.
There's so much into wanting to be alive that our problem is we have to start doing that same thing, feeling alive around our children. Because if not, they see that we're just dead walking people.
They can feel it.
Just,
like, it's not what we tell them to do and teach them. You know, it's like you don't even have to do anything. When you are vibing on a certain frequency, they are like moths to a flame to you.
Yes. And they'll show it with gratitude.
You know what I mean?
Because,
yes.
And the gratitude is needed because it'll make you see the feedback. You'll be like, well, dang, I'm glad I wasn't doing nothing wrong. To where this could have altered it in the wrong way, you know, because, you know, just as much as we want to do something for somebody, we also got to be mindful, you know, like, just like right now, I just turned the music on. It might be too loud. It might be obnoxious things that I'm playing. It might be seductive things that I'm playing. So being able to at least show appreciation for one, the instruments that's in it, and then the words that might be saying, could it be more poetic than just the average, oh, I ain't never heard this before? Because in this, oh, I never heard this before, the average, the things that we're saying now that's catchy end up being demonic, the lowest vibration you could possibly put out there. And you're like, oh, I never heard that before. Now it's like you're teaching your child how to grow up with music that don't attach them to themselves.
Yes. All right, you guys.
And these are monkeys.
With that, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, we can end here, you guys. I mean, this has been a great series, you know, part one, part two of the 501-3C Black Conscious Pimp Gang. Just know that there's a difference, you know. Let's go ahead and wrap up, y'all. Just know that there's a difference. Thank you. Shout out to all the callers who definitely listen. We definitely appreciate you guys. Please join Mary Fox. She's going to be talking about white supremacy versus black supremacy tomorrow on Enhancing Awareness Radio. Her show is Road to Presidency. Road to Presidency 2011. I don't know what the fuck Mary doing. No. What are you all there doing, Mary? But she's talking about politics, you guys. But you know what? Let me tell you something. It's not about, I guess due to the title and due to Mary number, Mary came, let me tell you, Eternal, you can hear me. Let me tell y'all what happened. Mary came back through the door, and did you know she outbeat any fucking host that's been doing this on this platform? I thought, okay, you know, wow. Like 2 weeks, this is Mary's third show. Mary's two shows have beat out all of Enhancing Awareness Radio's other shows, so I thought, okay, why? You know, not that we're in competition here in Enhancing Awareness, but as the founder, I have to pay attention to these things and why, you know, they happen and why the people relate. The people are relating to politics more than they're relating to something that is going to nourish their soul through eternity. So I thought, okay, that's fine, but, you know, this is why I like to have a variety at Enhancing Awareness Radio, because
right.
You have, you know, fruits for the soul that's going to, all
yep.
levels of it is going to enhance
yes.
and enrich your elevation, although we have
right.
to tap into the many different levels, just like the chakra.
Yes.
We have to tap that root. We
yes.
have to go to that, you know, that
absolutely.
Sacral. Then we have to get to that heart. You know what I'm saying? Then eventually,
yep.
overall,
yes.
you know, you'll start relating to the avatar, which
absolutely.
Is the crown. You know what I'm saying? So we have to
yes.
go through all of the levels. So this is why I allow at Enhancing Awareness Radio for many different branches of arenas to come through and also to sit at the forefront as hosts. Because we need all chakra points, you know what I'm saying, in
right.
the ultimate elevation. So join Mary tomorrow
yeah.
at 8 o'clock. Join Mary tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Mary is at 8 o'clock. Shit, hold on. 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central. All right? And discussions in the back room, you guys probably know Professor Kaba. I'm friends with his daughters, right? So they come on every other Tuesday, and their numbers have been growing, too, and I was trying to figure out, okay, how are their numbers going? But Professor Cobbler has been putting the word about what him and his daughters are doing. So by his clout, you know what I'm saying, in the spiritual community, the numbers have been coming to Enhancing Awareness Radio. So, you know, Enhancing Awareness Radio is starting to get recognized because, see, our numbers, you know, are also growing. Eternal, you and I both, what we do here in the classroom, even without Auntie LJ being present in the moment, you know, in this season, which I feel she will be back, but in this season,
yeah.
I feel that her presence not even here, our numbers have still elevated, even more so. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know, just from a founder's point of view, you know what I'm saying, Enhancing Awareness Radio is growing in its own way. So I want to give
sure.
a thanks and a shout-out to that. All right?
That's
and as you guys know, join us every weekend here on Enhancing Awareness Radio for now, if you're telling myself. Shout-out to you, Joanne. But join us every weekend, guys, at 11 a.m., Eastern, 10 Central. All right, Eternal, you can take us out.
Yeah, we got the jumping forward, leaping back year aspect from the time going forward, time jumping back. You know, this is why your time is really you. It's been an illusion in the first place. You go somewhere else, you find out you were born at 5 a.m., and then you find out in Eastern time is 4 a.m., and then you find out in the Central time is 15:35. You're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? You are your time. So it's basically time for you to evaluate yourself. Find out what is the trueness about yourself. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my brethren, I'm going to send you, Keith, on a 13 moon cycle. And in the 13 moon cycle, there's what we call a solar moon, a crystal moon. There's so many what we don't realize about the moon cycles that we end up playing 12-month cycles. And that's why our issues still become what it is. We have to start using the rituals that our ancestors basically had laid out for us, 1320. If you know about 1320, study it. It starts to show you another way of looking at time differently, not the same time that they showed you. What I mean by 20 is that 4 times 5. That's the 20. Now, of course, you got 4 and you got 5. 4 is the elements. 5 is how you learn your senses. To your soul. So when you times it, even when you plus it, that's 9. So when you times it being 20, it shows you how the mystical, not mystical, but magical side of things. 9 and 2 become 11 as the messenger. So 13 becoming 4, back to 9 is 13. So resurrection. Everyone has to learn the 4, their cancer ability, so they can see why their skin is on them. That's the etheric part of yourself. The more you study yourself, you see yourself, not just 24 hours. 24 as a zodiac divided by its two self being 12. Everyone has a three, a Gemini self. It's just how do you use your Dionysus? How do you use your Brahma, your Shiva, and your Vishnu? How do you make it a trinity? How do you make it the Ankh? How do you know that all of these come to the origin of Ashanti Crux? Once you know that, that's your anchor, not your anger that caused you to be a Hulk or She-Hulk, to not know how to stop when it's time. Just pause. Breathe. You got this. Moses told you, be honest as the Abe. Your Abe is honesty in your morality of being who you are. Ashe. Ashe. Ooh.
To the core, tell me that I got it. I'm just being honest, that is all I want. Honesty and understanding is a no to take. If we build on this, how could we break? Jump into the lake, purify your body. I just wanna help, don't wanna hurt nobody. This is for your benefit, I dare you try me. I've been talking, but are you awake? If you can't hear me, then you stupid fake. We all got demons that we got to shake. We all got the power to clean our slate.
I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I swear this heaven on earth. Your bad energy is a curse. Living life without knowing our words. Finding myself daily always on thirst. Cleansing out all my chakras. The true power lives inside of us. On a mission, got no time to fuss. Law of attraction, don't deal with luck. Pure vibrations can vibe with us. You want the drama, but we want the love. That can't keep us down, cause we so far above. The cosmos, my maker, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated. Adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, and they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I'm just trying to spread the light. Dropping knowledge on sight. Can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water. Yeah, you feel the elements. Time to get on. I'm one with the sun all day. At night time, I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies. Mind going up like a high balloon. I think it's time to go within now. Cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please, no interference. Dropping knowledge nowhere near finished. Feet grounded while I'm levitating. This is healing music, yeah we medicating. Meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother nature got me out here celebrating. Cause
I am the element, one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming